The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we are chock full this hour, my friends. We've got an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat specialist from where? ACAM. And we're going to talk about liposomal glutathione. Is it real? But before that, someone who is real. His name, Liam Sheff. He's back. What's the latest, Liam?
Hey, wrapping up my time in Los Angeles in the next few weeks.
Right.
I'm writing, I'm researching, I'm reading a ton. Sometimes you have to take a break from writing because, you know, you realize, well, I got to answer this, so I better go read a couple of books. And I've been reading a lot of anthropology.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm going to make sure you get loaded up with some form of glutathione when you leave L.A. just to detox.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll see you back in Floridia.
Okay, good.
Floridia.
Yeah, Floridia is a good way to put it, exactly. So you've been making some breakthroughs in your research and discovery. I've been seeing them a little bit through the social networks as you put them out there, and just dramatic visual imagery that people stop and they can't help but look, but then they're reading a message that is incongruent with the visual imagery.
Well, yeah, I was getting frustrated because a lot of people tell me they don't get, even though they like my Facebook page, they don't get my Facebook feed. So I wrote something complaining saying I should probably just post everything on Kim Kardashian's bottom.
It was actually a brilliant suggestion because that's what gets all of the shares. That's what get all of the views.
Yeah, and Jenny Webster of Jane Know-It-All and Autism Wars wrote back and said, yeah, you should do that. And I thought, yeah, I should do that. So I did. And now there's a theme going, and it's Kim Kardashian. But you get to say whatever you want, and people will sort of read it because, you know, that Venus, that Sumerian goddess is there with her swinging hips.
Yeah, and the airbrush tushy. But again, yes, it's a visually, it draws you in, and then the message goes, whoa, wait a second, what did you write on her aspirin? What was that?
Right, so we got, you are being controlled and managed by people in the petrochemical oligarchy who don't care if you live or die. You know, that's not what you expect to see on Kim Kardashian's bottom. But
yes, well done.
But what I've been coming up with is, listen, and I'm not crediting myself with inventing this notion, but I don't see it so clearly in some places. And as I'm always looking for sort of macro patterns, I'm always looking for the patterns that explain the details. You know, like when we look at the research of the sciences, we always feel like the details disrupt what they're telling us. So they say that HPV causes something. So we go look at the details and it's just not there. So I'm always looking for the patterns that fit the details.
Right.
And you know, like your pattern that fits the details is that we're under a toxicological attack all the time. And you go look at the details and you go, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense because everybody's sick and it's all these sort of mystery ailments that occur after toxicological, mm-hmm. you know, interventions.
Yes.
Right. So I'm looking at sex and monogamy as a concept, church, religion, and why we think the way we do. And it's clear that there are different strains of thought in every society. Let's call it liberal and conservative.
Yes.
And maybe slightly libertarian. The liberal is usually living in cities or urban areas. They have a model of the world that says that other people's sex lives are really their business, and you know, people should be able to do what they want within, you know, sanity and reason, you know, peers, adults, all that kind of thing. Young people should be talked to honestly about sex. Then they get weird and start, you know, saying that you should give 11-year-olds birth control, which is just totally unnecessary. But, you know, they'll go off the deep end with that. Well, then you have conservatives who say, well, sex is quite evil and you shouldn't think about it. Get a promise ring and, you know, promise never to actually have intercourse until you're married. And we should monitor all people, you know. So we have these different strains of thought. You have to ask yourself, where do they come from? I've been reading about foraging societies, which
By the way, I don't mean to disrupt your stream of consciousness, but there's a story here, and I thought maybe we could point the origin of this to promiscuous koala bears. There's actually a story about promiscuous koala bears. I don't know whether they're liberal or not, but the researchers might be, because they want to develop a vaccine for chlamydia. Thank you, promiscuous koala bears.
Right. Well, they're not going to develop a vaccine against chlamydia, because chlamydia, you'd have to give them a nutraceutical, like a nutritional supplement, right?
Well, we know, I mean, you know, in addressing these so-called infections, whether they be bacterial, viral, or fungal, we talk law of the terrain all the time, and be it liberal or conservative, for the most part, they've basically adopted whatever the doctors say, because they've kind of given up on any independent thought in that regard, and say, in that area or realm, we're just, you know, those are the experts. We'll give them deference. And
well, as I've said, as you've said, they're the ancient church in new clothes.
Yes.
So instead of invoking a spell or casting out a spirit or a witch, they're going to inject you with poison. And it is poison. They'll tell you that it's poison, but that it's also magical poison that saves you.
Right. But it is a little bit ironic that the so-called conservatives do question, maybe for different reasons, that pharmaceutical church more than the liberal cousins do.
That's true. The liberal cousins bought into the religion of laboratory religion, because they had to reject the old church religion. So the enemy of my enemy, you know.
Right. So they embrace that.
Right, they embrace it, but they don't think critically about it. If they did, they'd be appalled. You know, we're injecting children with what? Squalene, mercury, MSG? Oh, that's obscene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd get something. Most of them would get it if you just made them sit down and read the ingredients of a vaccine tube and say, look, stop playing games. Just read it and pretend that you're not in love with vaccines. They'd read it and say, yeah, that doesn't seem great. But you'd have to take them off the record. You know, you'd have to make sure they weren't able to be heard by their cronies. But back into the deeper cultural question about why some people are conservative, why some are liberal. I mean, I grew up with a very, I think, liberal spirit, and I grew up in a conservative part of the world, farming country in Pennsylvania, and then I would be shuttled up to Boston to visit one of my parents. So I never really understood the people around me. They all seemed to be hypocrites, honestly. But they were farm people. And now the first people that we inherit anything from are the foragers. And foragers lived for a couple hundred thousand years, or maybe many more, maybe a few hundred thousand years. And this is what people talk about when they refer to paleo. They're not referring to, like, hunters. They're referring to foragers. But most paleo people don't know this, because they just buy into advertising.
They just want to eat more cow. We want more cow. Oh, no, that was cowbell. I'm sorry. We want more cowbell.
Yeah, more cowbell. more, let's say, hey, let me have some paleo brownie recipes. That's paleo. No, you know, actually, it's not. If you really want to be paleolithic, go eat chirps. They're chips made out of crickets.
Right. We talked about them. We still got to reach out to them to get them on here with us. We got the foragers, the farmers, the herders, and it all manifests differently in behavior.
Yeah, the foragers went around and they collected nuts, berries, twigs, roots, etc. They cultivated stuff seasonally and they moved on. Then farmers were people who took advantage of a particular environment that allowed certain crops to be inbred until they were really large and fruitful, and they multiplied well in areas, the Tigris-Euphrates River Valley, for example, where the seasons just allowed people to stay put and to grow food that they had chosen, they had hand-selected from the seeds that they were already eating, and the roots that they were already eating, and they interbred them, they crossbred them, they just put them in a patch, or they grafted one onto the other, or they just picked the ones that were the biggest, and over 20, 50, 100, 200 years, 2,000 years, between hundreds and thousands of years, depending on who you ask, they had some success in changing the nature of these plants. It wasn't even that hard. You know, they didn't have to do any genetic experimentation, by the way.
Yeah, it was over the generations of plants this would have developed, and it is distinctly different than inserting surgically genes of other species, even animals, into
right.
other plants.
And the foragers were quite liberal. They had multi-partner systems. You know, you'd have different partners through life. You didn't collect property. But the farmers suddenly had all this property. So women became more or less subject of the house. Things got a little more conservative. Well, then the herders came along, and the herders drove animals. People who drove animals, you know, if one thing went wrong, if the animals got sick or if the animals got out of the pen at night, they lost everything. So they had a very severe system. They brought in corporal punishment, death penalty, incredible sexual, inequality. So if the foragers were the egalitarian hippies, then the herders were the punitive scolds. And the farmers were somewhere in between. And now we can see the American or the German or the French. You can see the entire panoply, the entire gamut, I should say, of characteristics just written in people's way of being. The city people now imagine that they're foragers because they forage at Whole Foods.
That's good.
And people in the country who shop at Monsanto and drive, you know, gasoline-powered tractors imagine that they're really farmers. None of us are really anything anymore. We're all consumers, but we still bear those marks, and you can see those leftover. And it's the herding culture, the one that really wants to own people, that's the one that makes life very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, it's fascinating. Again, going back to origin points, you know, when I look at, you know, somebody homeopathically, I try to go back to origin points. Where did this start? As far back as we can go to correct it there. And your research is taking you way far back and seeing how attitudes, you know, about life, about relationships, marriage, not marriage, multiple parts, where did that originate? How was that impacted by, you know, our agriculture, whether we were foragers, farmers, or herders? This is fascinating. I already can't wait to read the book. You know that, my friend. Can you stick around? We've got to take a break, and I've got an interview from ACAM about liposomal glutathione with an ENT doc, which is going to be cool. But we can wrap it up together, maybe get Super Don involved in this.
Okay.
All right, Liam Sheff, my friend, liamsheff.com. Official Stories is still out there selling around the world. Really extraordinary, even to this day. It doesn't expire. Read it. We'll be right back with more powerful healing. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Coming back with another great interview from ACAM with a Dr. Tim Guilford, MD. Stick around for that. Liposomal glutathione. Is it for real? You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at ACAM, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, the gift of healing keeps on giving. Nutritionally speaking, how do we promote the production of or supplement that which is needed from an external source, that being glutathione? We've talked about this for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and there are some controversies surrounding, can you absorb glutathione orally? Does it have to be done intravenously? Can it be done through a nebulizer? Can you just take precursors to it? This is a great topic, and I've got a great guy to talk about it and perhaps give us some innovations in ways to access this and benefit from all the things we know glutathione is needed for. His name, Tim Guilford, Dr. Tim Guilford. He's an MD. He was, at one point in his career, an ear, nose, and throat specialist, right? ENT, they call
that.
That's
right, yeah.
I met one of you guys. I grew up in the medical profession. I was an allopathically raised child. I had so many allergies, Dr. Guilford, and at a certain point, I think an ENT took pity on me, and he said, let's open up the holes of his nose bigger, right? He has a deviated septum. Come to find out after the fact that we all have one. It's kind of the way airflow is designed, but they said mine was bad. So we did it, and all the snot that was filling the little holes filled the bigger holes after, because I didn't get rid of my allergies. It was just like, wow, I got a bowling ball. Boom, bigger hole. So I laugh at that now, looking back. I don't know how you perceive something like that now in your new career, because you've become very holistic-minded.
Well, my progression towards holistic medicine, if you want to call it that, complementary medicine now, mm-hmm. people call it, was a progression, and it included people like you described.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a ear, nose, and throat physician, and so I had a strong background in what many people call allopathic medicine.
Right.
But I also had allergies.
Yeah,
and
you too.
As I got into clinical medicine, I found myself in a situation where I had both a clinical practice and became the director of a clinical laboratory specializing in allergy testing. and viral immunology.
Hmm.
The allergy testing originally was called RAS testing. These are acronyms for the way that you measure the specific antibody.
When I did that,
allergy.
Dr. Guilford, when I did that, they put holes in my back, you know, with the drops. That was many years ago.
Right.
You know, the allergy specialist in Florida went to medical school with my uncle, the doctor, right? So I had all of this connection there. I didn't know I'd ended up with 10 years of allergy shots, OTC, prescription drugs. And, you know, this is a big part of my story, why I became a homeopath, to learn how to really heal from all of that. So it transitioned. So I don't fault the ENT. He gave me a prettier nose.
Oh, no. You have a nice-looking nose.
Thank you.
No, there's no fault in the skin testing, for example. That's still a tried and true method that's still, I even use it occasionally in my practice now. Mm-hmm. I began back then, 30 years ago, the blood sample testing was new, and it looked like a new way to gather a lot of information in a hurry without inconveniencing the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And before you ever exposed them to any material, you knew what kind of sensitivity level you might be dealing with. And so that led me into the mechanisms of inflammation and chronic disease.
Right.
I was running a laboratory testing and developing these types of tests, and I got more and more interested, and I guess I began focusing on that more and more. I had some clients that taught me about detoxification protocols, such as metals detoxification with EDTA initially. And then the technology for measuring mercury became more prominent and more efficient, and I found mercury in a lot of my patients, and I learned techniques to help detoxify from mercury. And in the course of that, I went to the library to find out why mercury was toxic. And we all know it is. It's just, why is it toxic? Well, the first thing I found in the library showed that mercury depletes a material called glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
And that led me to reading about glutathione back in the mid-90s, and I became that became my avocation.
Okay. You really immersed yourself heavily into this. You saw, I'm on to something here. Now, I also had silver fillings, they call them, mercury amalgams in my mouth. I was vaccinated. Of course, the schedule is much lighter back when I was a child, as it was, I'm sure, with you. But mercury was a real present issue. In the early 70s, I think they eventually phased out leaded gasoline, another heavy metal lead that was coming in and creating problems. Of course, as a homeopath, I saw children with cadmium toxicity, arsenic, mercury, aluminum, all of these things. And, you know, so it is a major issue. And we talk about detox. Glutathione always comes into the equation. And the question is, how do we efficiently produce more or supplement from the outside? These are the controversies I want to get in to with you. We're on the first break here. Can you stick around? I'm enjoying our conversation with Dr. Tim Guilford. We'll get you his website, where he is and what he's doing in a little bit, but I want to get into the next phase of his study in glutathione and how it led him to do what he's doing today. So stick around. Lots more healing to go, and we have all the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Stand by.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-922-9064. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-922-9064. That's 1-800-922-9064. Call 1-800-922-9064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Continuing with our conversations on healing at ACAM with Dr. Tim Guilford. He's also from a company called ReadiZorb, R-E-A-D-I-S-O-R-B, and that's ReadiZorb.com. It's linked up in the show notes. You can check him out and learn more, and we're going to talk about that as well. Again, I find it fascinating to be able to talk to an ENT very straightforward about some of my experiences as well. I also remember going to some of these medical conferences like ACAM and having this silver hydrosol stuff. I had, like, a lot of ENTs would come up with, they all have fungal and sinus infections for some reason. I don't know why. I gave them this vertical spray of silver. They come back like in an hour and they say, "What? There's a drug in there." No, no drug. It's just silver. It's reducing inflammation. It's clearing the area. And they were stunned by the fact that something as humble as a trace element. And so we're talking metals. silver could be benign and helpful rather than heavy metal. And this was also my concern when I worked with that. But you now are exploring glutathione, metal detoxification. You could be alienating your colleagues at this point. I mean, this is not what they're trained in.
Oh, I see that perspective. I have been accumulating a number of articles from the ENT literature that shows that many of the conditions, such as chronic sinusitis, is associated with low glutathione, either in the tissues or systemically in the blood. And a physician in Italy was even giving glutathione nasally to children in treating chronic fluid in the middle ear.
Mm-hmm.
We have shown with our Redisorb glutathione that you can raise glutathione in the respiratory system, so I don't think we need to put it into these other orifices.
Right.
And our product is a dietary supplement. It can be taken orally, where if you, ironically, with the FDA, if you inject something into the nose, it automatically becomes a drug.
Yes, yes.
So we're very fortunate that our glutathione preparation goes to all these different tissues, and we have documented studies showing it can raise glutathione.
Let's tackle some of the controversies, because I cover it all in radio. This is talk radio, and I like to communicate and ask questions and see where this goes. Now, much of the things that are said about glutathione, of course, we know we produce it. There are certain foods that can help facilitate, let's say abundant production. Certainly, we talk about the precursors. Selenium is very necessary as well. NAC is a dietary supplement precursor. But the use of glutathione orally has by and large been said to be inefficient because obviously the digestive system is sort of a hostile place for glutathione for absorption or viability. So that's one thing we have to overcome.
Right. Plain glutathione has been studied in many studies and shown not to be well absorbed when taken orally. And by plain, I mean a non-liposomal preparation.
Okay.
And we have now 8 published studies describing the properties of our product, including one clinical study done in children with autism, in which we showed we can raise glutathione levels in the plasma from low, which is these children are low in glutathione, we can raise it up to normal. We have another clinical study that's being prepared for publication. Its final draft has been completed and it will be submitted for publication, where in human adults have been demonstrated taking our glutathione to raise their immune cell glutathione levels after oral ingestion.
Now, I want to make sure people are hearing this because you said the plain glutathione, which is just this form that you have ingested, it's not absorbable. It's not really surviving the gastrointestinal tract intact for utilization fully.
There's been a lot of controversy about that, and that's one mechanism that's been proposed. It may supply the gastrointestinal tract cells with
some benefit locally, but not systemically.
But you don't see, I want to say clinical benefit, but I also want to emphasize that our product is a dietary supplement.
Correct, yes.
Designed just to raise glutathione.
Right, and of course we know, and we've discussed at length on the show, the benefits to that, and we may get more into that, but I want to then say, you mentioned something called liposomal or liposomal,
so,
and I don't want to assume everybody understands.
So we put, to facilitate the absorption and make it more readily absorbed, and that's where the name came
ready
from.
Readysorb, yes.
We encapsulated reduced glutathione in a liposome, a little fatty layer, very thin layer, that allows the glutathione to be stabilized, and then when it's ingested orally, it can be absorbed through the mouth mucosa and the esophagus and the upper part of the stomach, and there, through the lymphatics, be transported directly to the bloodstream.
So we're talking about the very small sizes of these liposomal containers, so to speak.
Oh, they're about the size of half a human hair.
Wow.
Rather than, I can give you numbers if you like that.
Sure, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
500 nanometers is that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And it turns out that our immune cells like that size particle,
mm-hmm,
and absorb it very readily.
Have you been able to follow the pathway of absorption, how it's released from this liposomal packet, so to speak?
Well, we looked at it in cells. Mm-hmm. We have a published study that shows that our product is absorbed into cells directly. All the product is encapsulated in the liposome. None is released free in the environment until it's absorbed by the cell.
Okay.
And it actually goes, in this study, it shows it went into these brain cells in the cell culture 100 times more efficiently than plain non-liposomal glutathione.
Okay. Now, what if we take it to another level? Parenteral introduction, IV, right? Glutathione given IV. How have you done a comparative study in terms of viability, usability, absorbability? Obviously, you're going right into the bloodstream in this case.
Well, we're proud not only to get into the blood transportation system, but also into the cells.
Okay.
And we did a study that was done in rats that the researchers were looking for a way to remove a radionuclide, a radiation product called cobalt-60. And they gave these rats cobalt-60, and most of it accumulated in their liver. And in that study, they knew that intravenous glutathione would bind it, and that removed about 65%. They also looked at plain non-liposomal glutathione given orally to these animals. It removed none of the toxin. And then they used our liposomal glutathione, and it shows that it works almost as well as the IV glutathione, even when given orally. It had 75% of the effect in removing this toxin.
So what are the ongoing controversies about the liposomal delivery? I'm just seeing the word on the street you kind of hear. Oh, the liposomal, that's not real. It doesn't work. Is it all about a competitive thing? We don't want to have you go this direction. Or are there any science that may have been conducted earlier that said, well, it doesn't look so good. The forms have changed since then, though.
I think the key to our product is that it's a patented liposome, and it's very stable. We've documented, both our manufacturer had documented it, and we've documented that the liposomes are stable for an extended period. It has a 2-year shelf life. We don't like it to sit on the shelf that long because the liposomes tend to want to settle and clump in the bottom. But in product, we have product that we let sit for that length of time and then have it tested, resuspend it and have it tested. It keeps the glutathione in the reduced active state for the full 2 years of the shelf life.
That's significant as well.
And I think that makes a big difference. There were some earlier attempts that weren't as stable.
Okay, that gives me some insight.
Plus, I think everyone was taught in grad school that glutathione is not absorbed orally.
Right, right.
And so you had to overcome, you know, even in a they just didn't get the concept, the liposome is a different...
Right, viable transport, right?
Yeah,
that's fascinating. So if we talk about, as a homeopath, we talk about healing crisis, aggravation. Now, in medical terms, they talk about a Jarisch-Herxheimer event. For instance, we sit here at ACAM. A lot of things are fascinating that we look more holistically at the body. We still have to facilitate certain things. Like, you know, here we're sitting with silver hydrosol, and this can help the immune system. It can reduce a pathogen burden. But some people are very sensitive, and that die-off is very real for them. And I'm thinking...
Well, we have... the usual serving size for our product is 1 teaspoon once or twice a day.
Okay.
And we've had people who were in very toxin-laden environments, such as mold, mycotoxin environment, who started on 1 teaspoon a day, and they felt some symptoms like headache and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have theorized that they're mobilizing these materials faster than their entire detox system can carry.
Right, right.
So we provide one way of getting material into a cell and carrying these toxins out, but it still depends on their detoxification system, for example, in their liver. And so in those cases, we have people start on a lower serving size, start on a quarter of a teaspoon. That would be 100 milligrams of glutathione in our product.
And I imagine this would be very complementary to homeopathic drainage remedies. There's no contraindication. You're working with the excretory pathways, opening them up, and that would only facilitate the efficiency of the action here. You're really mobilizing. Now let's move them on out.
Exactly.
Coffee enemas, even.
That's your suggestion. It sounds fine with me.
Yeah, I talked to my buddy Dr. Nick Gonzalez in New York City.
Yeah.
He's helping people overcome pancreatic cancer. So this is again another fascinating, let's say, deep dive into a subject I've always enjoy discussing. And
well, I think we've known about glutathione for 150 years. It's been discovered,
mm-hmm.
and there's been a lot of basic science, but we've never really had a product that can get glutathione into the system by an oral route so that people can take it conveniently.
Right.
That has a demonstrable effect in raising glutathione, and then you can see what kind of changes occur.
Right.
That's never been done, and there's been so there's no major. Well, we're developing centers now that are starting to use the Redisorb glutathione in some clinical studies. It's taken we've had the product out for 10 years, and it's taken this length of time to kind of climb the ladder of showing the basic science and convince the basic scientists this will work, and that's what we need to do. We've gone through cell studies, animal studies, and now we're moving to people studies.
All right.
Showing all the different mechanisms.
Well, we're talking with Tim Guilford. We got a couple of more minutes left. Redisorb, Redisorb.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. many of your physician clients, customers, however you'd call them, are doing IV therapies. Are they integrating this in terms of their other chelation to bind metals? Because that's a big part of what we all learn must happen.
Yes, we have many physicians who use this both before to help mobilize various toxins as well as after IV therapies. Some people use intravenous glutathione and have had a lot of nice results with that. And many of those physicians are incorporating the oral product to follow in between the IVs.
Mm-hmm. Any other controversies we should know about before we let you go? I mean, you want to address out there that may be floating around the ethers.
As far as controversies, we don't have any right now. We're really excited about our upcoming research. We have, as I mentioned, 8 published peer-reviewed studies, and we have, I know of 3 in the works. 2 are written and ready to go that are very exciting, that show various disease conditions actually do not express the enzymes that make glutathione. So this addresses back to the comment that many people have, well, why not just take a precursor material like NAC?
Yes.
We have a published study using the macrophage cells from individuals with HIV disease that shows that their system does not make glutathione in those cells because the enzymes that are needed to put the segments together are not working.
Yeah. Well,
and our product can bypass that.
Fascinating discussion. I wish you all the best, and hopefully we can talk again. I appreciate you diving into the science with me and tackling some of the controversies.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, Dr. Tim Gilfer, check him out, readysorb.com. Back after this with more powerful healing right here in the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Go to guns80.com. That's guns, the number 880.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Liam is back with us now, and Super Don, of course, keeping it, making it sound so real and wonderful. And Super Don, you had me laughing the other day. We were talking about, what was it, the kissing story that we had? It was like the swapping spit. How can we, you know, yeah, address the lack of bacteria in the people who are getting fat, for instance? We encourage people to kiss because there was a scientific story saying it was good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was, I think, what it was, a 10-minute kiss, and of course...
I think it was 10 seconds, not 10 minutes.
No, I keep saying 10 minutes.
You want a 10-minute kiss, I'm calling Jenny. Jenny!
Hey, yeah. I'm the 10-minute guy. So, anyway, it was, if you kiss somebody for 10 seconds, and not just a peck on the cheek, this was actually, you know, kind of, you know, the tongue-in-cheek type of kissing. it was like 80 million or 80 billion bacteria get transferred.
Yeah, it was a pretty significant number, yeah. And that enhances the microbiome, and so that was good. Right. And where was Liam in that discussion?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, somebody was channeling Liam in the background. It was kind of funny because your wife made a comment that that if that was so good for you, that you're, you know, getting all this good bacteria from kissing, then you ought to have, you know, more diversity in the number of people that you're kissing.
Kiss more people, in other words.
That's right.
So there it was. And then you said, who is that? Was that Liam? That was my wife.
I could have sworn. It's just for a moment there. You know, I'm sure her eyes just kind of glazed over and she was channeling Liam.
Liam, welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, we're a very anxious culture about affection. And I like to point out that Americans are told to be very sexual. Like, oh, just get a room, get a condom, get a room, it's fine. But if you're affectionate and if you're just kissing or something, they're uncomfortable. Oh, don't do that in public. Get a room. Well, what if you don't want a room? What if that's all you're doing?
Yeah, what if you're just hugging and kissing, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very hard time with this. But the French, everybody will now make their jokes, but the French have an ancient concept that you're supposed to be able to have, you know, public kisses, you know, even among friends, or they have the public benches, les bancs publics, and there's even a song, the lovers that kiss on public benches who don't really care what the passersby think. Les amours qui se bécoutent sur le bon public. It's, I mean, they actually, it's okay to be affectionate. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I guess I'm trying to promote with my new book. Be affectionate. It doesn't, we don't understand the difference in this culture between sexuality and affection. We're somehow programmed by Puritans to think that once you give somebody a hug, you're married. But it's
right. No, I think we have a very unhealthy view, I can say it that way, of affection. As you said, everything is sexualized. And immediately, of course, that brings to light the whole concept of property, right? You own your woman. You own your, you know, no one else could have it. And suddenly you're shut down from normal affections. That doesn't necessarily lead to sexual intercourse. Let's just be blunt about it.
And yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. I mean, you're not everything's supposed to end up there, you know. You're supposed to, you make all this great oxytocin and serotonin, and now you get these healthy, hopefully healthy bacteria. Now, by the way, if the person you're kissing is not healthy and not eating a good diet, you better talk to them.
Yeah, not a good idea at that point. We're talking about a healthy exchange here, just so you know, and if you go in for the kiss and it's like, whoa, you know, there's something going on there, then maybe you can inquire or guide them to a better diet.
Yeah, guide them to the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio.
Yeah, we'll make them more kissable. That's our new slogan.
Yeah.
Become more kissable by listening to the RSB show. Listen, this is great discussion. I love, you know, talking about this stuff, really bringing the balance back where the balance has been lost. And the balance has been lost by, of course, burning only what they call fossil fuels, whether they're actually that or not, instead of methane from poop, like the bus in Britain. Is this in Britain, Super Don?
It's funny. It's in the town of Bath, England.
Perfect placement. Perfect
yes.
placement. So what do you
yes.
think, Liam, running buses on poop in 30 seconds or less?
Well, the Chinese have been using pig, you know, the gas from pig poop because they raise pigs to cook food on. And besides the slight taste of sort of farty bacon that gets into everything.
Right. So, in other words, you get out, you poop in back of bus, you half price. Half price.
Wow.
Is that insensitive? Am I in trouble?
Send your letters to the Robert.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have many listeners in Asia.
Listen, it's interesting. They can go actually on this bus. It can travel up to 186 miles on one tank of fuel from human and food.
And we are out of fuel, Super Don. We got to go. It's the end of the show.
Geez. Fine.
Liam, my friend, thank you. Get some Life is Normal glutathione. And tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, the power to heal, is yours. Right here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.